You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Well, this is awkward. I don't have a lot of news this week. That's a first. That never happens. There's literally nothing that came out this week. Only like crumbs of stories that happened because of the holidays.
We don't have to watch 1,000 different game trailers for games we will never play and shows we will never watch this week.
Believe it or not, yeah. How are we gonna know about all the great things that are gonna come out that we'll never talk about again after this point? So rather than talk about just a few things, I mean, we got a couple stories here, but I talked to Chris and we decided that we would do a best of show. So best of would include news stories and trailers, and I mean, maybe you guys have some best news stories. I know there's a few that I could probably just mention saying, like, that was really cool that happened this year, but mostly I want to talk about trailers, because this is a trailer show, a big part of it, and there's a lot of really great trailers that came out this year. But yeah, so I'm Justin, as usual, and over here, let's start off, we got Shaq.
Hi again, it's been a minute.
Damn, indeed. Justin, your Shaq impression got really good.
Ooh!
Oh my gosh. And that voice over there, believe it or not, is Doggett.
Doggett, also voiced by Justin.
You know what? Sure, yes. I know every voice on the show. Hear me do my amazing Bradley impression.
Hello.
Hey, see? Look at that.
That's the best I could come up with. Hi.
We also got Nathan over here.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of that movie Identity.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, let's not think about this.
The oranges.
And then last but not least, we got London.
Hey, and I'm a voice of Nathan.
Oh. That would be unrealistic.
Wow. Well, anyways, let's just start off with a little bit of news, because a few things did happen, believe it or not. But the biggest one, obviously, for the people who are curious, is that The Mandalorian did get renewed for season 2. I mean, shock, right?
Yeah,
it's not like people haven't just been constantly talking about the show for like the past like 2 fucking months.
Yeah, no, seriously, like, literally everyone, even people I know who are not Star Wars fans love this show. So much so, in fact, that it is going to release fall 2020, so they're already way into production, or getting ready for production on this one, so.
Baby Yoda is going to walk over our corpses.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you know, it's a runaway hit. I was serving a table yesterday, and without prompting, somebody who I would never expect to watch The Mandalorian was like, "Do you have Disney Plus? Do you watch The Mandalorian? Do you love it?"
Here's a secret. Everybody wants to be watching the same TV show. I think everybody kind of craves it.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone loves being a part of a water cooler moment, you know?
Yeah. To be fair, I didn't think that would happen after Game of Thrones. I thought that would be like the last one, but hey, Mandalorian, at least because it's the shiny new streaming service and the shining new show on that shiny new streaming service, then it's kind of working in their favor right now. Also,
those kind of shows.
And at the same time, I also prefer that they're doing this whole weekly thing because it's continued discussion as opposed to Netflix, which is, like, it's great to have every episode at once, but that shit burns out so fast.
Yeah, but if Netflix started doing it weekly, you'd be pissed.
Not really.
I don't think so.
Honestly, I wouldn't be against it anymore. But then again, that's regular TV. Some things can be all at once. I think if it's like a small limited series, that's fine. But like once that are, if they're doing like those fucking 12, 13 episode seasons like they're still doing, I'm fine with once a week.
Okay, to be fair, if they released The Irishman in 30-minute increments, I probably would have liked it more. So you got a point.
God fucking damn it.
Fuck out of here with that shit.
And I will say just before that, I'm like, I know I've been very back and forth on The Mandalorian since, you know, it started and kind of such. But you might be surprised hearing my thoughts on the review when we do that. So, yeah, excited.
Yeah, it'd be great to be on that.
Hey, if you're going to be on the Gathering podcast, you can talk all about that all you want, man.
Yeah, fuck you, Nathan. You're going to get alcohol, partying, and shit. Fuck you.
You're going to talk about Watchmen with Chris. Come on.
True.
Oh, boy. Anyway, also, apparently Deadpool 3, according to Ryan Reynolds and a few people, is reportedly actually moving forward with Disney and Fox and all those people. So, cool. I guess we'll get another Deadpool movie.
It's going to get released through Fox because I don't, like... I feel like they are, like, they're going to stick with the R-rating thing, because that's just worked in this printing.
Oh, they confirmed that it's going to be R-rated.
Exactly.
It's going to be a Hulu
but
original
it's not,
film.
It's definitely, here's the thing, it's definitely not going to be part of the fucking MCU. They can make more MCU jokes, but they're not going to actually make him part of it.
False. Yeah, this movie's I think he's going to be right there, smack in the middle.
I don't know.
He's going to still be a part of the MCU. I think... You underestimate how much Disney wants that money. And there's a lot of money to be had in just
how
being
Deadpool. How much money did Once Upon a Deadpool make?
None.
That was a PG-13 cut of...
Exactly.
That's because Deadpool 2 sucked.
No.
Deadpool 2 was fine.
I had issues with Deadpool 2. Actually, I liked Once Upon a Deadpool more than Deadpool 2.
No, what's the ultimate? The ultimate twist would be if he thought he was in the MCU, but he's actually in the Netflix universe.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Oh,
it's like when's Daredevil showing up?
There'd be a lot of bitter actors to try and get into that movie, though.
Oh man,
what if he was just in the Runaways universe?
Oh,
nobody would know where he is. The audience would be confused.
So also, would you believe it or not, but The Witcher is actually one of the most in-demand series of the season. I mean, and I know the Netflix model means that it'll probably not be in the conversation for much longer, but I was honestly kind of surprised that The Witcher was as good as it was, you know?
I never saw it, so I can't even tell you.
Did not see it.
Never underestimate the power of Henry Cavill's luscious abs.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that dude, like, I saw a photo of him after, like, when I was watching the show and that such. He was just posing with a bunch of fans, I think, in Argentina or Brazil, and he was just flexing his muscles, and that dude's biceps are, like, the size of watermelons. Like, they're that dude is jacked.
His chest is the most impressive out of every physicality thing of him. Just
he should have played the bad guy in Beauty and the Beast.
He would have been a better guest on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Couldn't have been a worse singer than Emma Watson.
Could the guy that got sing?
Yeah, he did great. Evans was probably the standout.
Luke Evans was the least offensive part of that movie.
Yeah, like, I agree with you.
Yeah. So there was a few deaths this week. Not a lot of people would recognize, but I think the only one that's notable in terms of film history is Sue Lyon, who was actually the original actress from Lolita, you know, back in the Stanley Kubrick film.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she died at 73. So, hey, that's kind of cool. I mean, she was in a... infamous film.
Like, yo, that person died. That's kind of cool.
I don't know her very well. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's a great person.
She died? That's pretty legit.
You could have said, like, oh, that's unfortunate or that's sad. No, that's pretty cool.
I was saying cool in the sense of being in a film that a lot of people would know, you know? Like,
I know what you meant, yeah. But listen, the way that came out...
If you subscribe to the idea of the Coco afterlife, it could be cool.
That was delivered with the empathy of a six-year-old.
It's Coco afterlife... Wait. I'm sorry, we gotta stop for a minute. Coco's afterlife is horrible. Okay.
Nah.
That is a horrible world.
That's better than a Catholic afterlife.
Is it though?
Afraid of guilt.
Yes.
Hey, Catholicism is not on trial here.
It's always on trial, man.
Oh boy. But the last piece of news that I just thought the whole debacle with cats is just amusing to me, and it's so much a debacle that after that whole thing, they're like, oh, we're gonna re-release this with improved special effects, and oh, we're gonna resubmit it for the Oscars, it's gonna be awesome. Universal is now no longer campaigning the movie on their for your consideration papers, so I don't know what's going on.
Why waste anyone's time?
It's a waste of fucking money. So they're just like, hey, let's not continue to be the laughing stock and just pull it. Like, yeah, we're going to have jokes about it now, about, like, how they pulled out. But it's better than them continuing to waste money on a campaign that they know that they're not going to win.
Okay, I'm hilarious. I put a lot of clout into this Tom Hooper conspiracy theory for the Oscars, and it's already sunk, so I'm pretty annoyed.
It's okay. Been my smoking gun for the Eye on the Prize podcast, which really upsets me.
What I don't understand is, what's it going to be nominated for?
Like, I mean,
best supporting actor for
screenplay, obviously.
Listen, dude, it's still on the short list for best visual effects.
Yeah?
Boy. Over fucking shit like Godzilla.
Hey, has any other film had special effects that have truly created such a visceral reaction in
the Yeah, the Sonic movie.
Yeah, but those were just in a trailer. This is a full feature-length film. I think this is 2001 level.
This movie is a prime example of something that Netflix should have bought. They should have sold to Netflix and just cut their losses. Yeah.
Maybe.
More people would have seen it, I think.
They should have sold the Crackle.
Oh.
Wow. Well, that's all I got to say about news, honestly. I mean, and in terms of, like, best news stories that came out this year, does anyone have anything off the top of their head that were, like, the best things that, like, what was the coolest thing that you saw was announced this year, if anything?
I don't think about news more than we do the show.
I know. My coolest news story ties into a trailer, so.
Okay.
I probably could guess that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my mind powers now on you, Nathan. Your coolest news story is, hey, everybody, there's a Breaking Bad movie next week. Surprise!
Literally.
That was pretty dope. That was pretty great.
Wow. Well, why don't we just segue that into talking about the trailers? And Nathan, you can start us off with that.
Yo, like, holy shit. The El Camino trailer dropping out of nowhere was pretty fucking incredible. I mean, they had that little beginning trailer with the, wasn't it just Jesse in his car?
Well, there's that one, and then there's the one with Skinny Pete, that little teaser they did too.
Yeah, the Skinny Pete one was really good, but once they dropped the actual El Camino trailer, that song that they use, it shows you, it's a perfect trailer in the sense that it shows you so little about the actual movie to sell you on it, but you're fucking in. Like, from beat one, at least if you're me and a Breaking Bad freak like I am.
The excitement I felt when I saw that trailer, my God, I dropped everything in my hand.
I'm amazed at how much of a hit it was, too. It's like, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where you see, like, yeah, people like Breaking Bad, people love Breaking Bad, but people love Breaking Bad so much, they will all pour out of the woodworks to go watch this, you know, DLC for the show, essentially. You know?
It's the greatest show of all time. Yes, I'm going to fucking drop everything to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all wish Aaron Paul had a better career than he currently has. He has a good career, but nothing that's like shown his talents. And this was a chance for that.
I think this will help. I think this is going to help them because he's already starting to get a few more parts than he has lately, kind of thing.
He's got Westworld coming up.
Yeah,
he produces a lot of stuff as well.
Yeah. Although I did also the other day, we were looking through the aisles of a Walmart and we saw this straight to video thing with Aaron Paul plastered all over it. I'm like, okay, he still comes out with a few of those every now and then.
Oh, that was filmed in 2011.
I thought it was just a brilliant marketing move on Netflix's part. And while the movie at times felt unnecessary as far as living up to the hype of the trailer, I felt like it kind of did.
The trailer gave you just enough to tease you about the movie, you know?
Yeah. I mean, my overall thoughts on the movie are it's really, really, really fucking good. But I would rather have Better Call Saul season
5, I think. 5 or 6.
Yeah, 5.
Which, lucky you, that will be out next month, I believe. So.
Ooh.
February, sadly.
Okay, next 2 months. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, who else wants to go next?
Well, I think I'll go with the best trailer of the year, which is the Godzilla Mama Said Knock You Out trailer.
That's not even the best trailer for that fucking movie. It's not even the best trailer for that movie that came out this year.
But it's the best representation for what the movie is. I love that other trailer, and it's beautiful, and it's graceful, and it shows you what the beauty of these monsters. But the other trailer shows them fucking fighting, which is what this movie's fucking about.
There is no moment. There is no moment in this trailer that is as cool as during the part when shit is popping off and they time the beats to each of Ghidorah's heads biting into Godzilla. There is no point in that Mama Said Knock You Out trailer that's as cool as that singular moment.
When the beat drops and he shoots the atomic blast at him and the head, all three heads dodge, I counter you, Jack. I counter you.
Can we segue from this lamer Godzilla trailer to talking about the actual good one?
Thank you. Yeah, to be fair, that final trailer is... I think that was the final trailer, right? With the Somewhere Over the Rainbow or something like that?
Yes.
It was considered like the final trailer, yeah.
Yeah, no, that one is pretty good. I mean, it's incredibly misleading, just like all the other Godzilla trailers, to be fair, but...
I mean... My thing with Godzilla King of the Monsters is it was one of my most anticipated movies of the year coming into it. And for me, it lived up barely to the trailers, but it didn't lie in the trailers.
Look, if you were expecting a script, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but if you were expecting a Godzilla movie, I think it delivered there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd agree. And all the monster stuff is incredibly well done. It's just stupid as fuck at times.
I don't know why you'd expect any different.
The only knock I can have against it is it didn't get stupid enough. There weren't any scenes of Godzilla flying from his atomic blasts.
I thought that would have been cool, you know? Yeah, I'm just glad the trailers didn't spoil the Rodan sequence, because that's my favorite part of the movie.
They showed a lot in the Rodan sequences in those trailers.
They did actually show
but
a lot.
But not the best parts, like the pilot ejecting and him just snatching him in his
mouth. No, that was in the trailer too. One of the trailers.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I watched both of these trailers multiple times while not masturbating, obviously.
Wow, the self-control on you.
You're not doing it for me. Oh, brother. London, any thoughts on that one? Before, not on the masturbating, on the trailers itself.
On the good one, I mean.
Okay. No, that was going to make a really terrible joke, but not for me.
Please don't stop.
We got Doggett for that.
That thing's too terrible.
What is it? You want a double feature with Cats?
Can we watch Cats back-to-back climax, guys?
No.
Can that be our review?
Oh, man, you're going to be so sweaty.
I already am. Let's do this.
Well, London, why don't we have you segue then to pick one of your favorite trailers?
All right. Speaking of bombastic and colorful, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, that was a pretty good trailer.
Yeah, it was.
Which one, though? I feel like we got to be specific on one of these now.
The teaser.
Okay.
The first teaser. Because, you know, that one, it was simple. I mean, the thing is, it's a teaser, but it's basically a trailer. I mean, it summed up what it was. I mean, we saw Jake Gyllenhaal. We saw the jokes. You know, they all worked, you know, and everything. So I think it was nice. And actually, this, I want to connect this to my favorite news story of the year, because I wanted to say it, but. Y'all moved on. So the fact that the deal fell through, and then it got brought back by Tom Holland. So
you know what? That's a good point. That's a good news story.
Good news story.
Yeah.
You know, he was at Marvel and Sony. He was like, "Yo, please, I need this."
Yeah, that revealed that he was actually drunk during one of the pivotal phone calls. Where just like.
And then it made us realize none of us tried that hard to keep our parents from divorcing.
Why?
What was the reason for that?
Well, oh, God.
Big news story, yeah. Someone defied Disney for 2 months.
But good trailer. No, I agree. I think my favorite part of the trailer, and also one of my favorite parts of Far From Home, was Jon Favreau.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. What's that character's name? Happy?
Happy.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I met a bunch of Chilean food critics in Austin, and we were talking about the chef show. And they were like, who's in chef show? And then I said, Jon Favreau. And they were like, huh? And I said, you know the guy from Spider? And they're like, Happy. Oh, yeah, Happy. I was like, wow, Happy is like a worldwide character.
And that's true. Well, didn't mark the speculation of what, what's his name, Jake Gyllenhaal was, what his Mysterio was going to be like.
Yeah, it's true. And I'll say, in that teaser, great orchestral version of the original Spider-Man theme.
I agree.
Yeah.
It doesn't set you up for how fucking fun Jake Gyllenhaal was going to be in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing a movie director. It's great.
Evil movie director.
He's playing a toned-down version of his character from Nightcrawler, isn't he?
Pretty much.
Basically.
That's a great movie, by the way.
If only he had Riz Ahmed as a sidekick in that one, that would have been great. So.
Wouldn't it be funny if they just had Riz Ahmed play Spider-Man in Far From Home?
What?
That could be interesting. Connected to the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Anyway, I think Shaq would be next here. What trailer did you really stand up for you?
I'm going to take two, but it's for the same movie.
Okay.
Hobbs and Shaw. Actually, no. I'll say the three, because there's been three main trailers for Hobbs and Shaw. All of them fucking rule. Like, the original one, the one that we saw, like, the Super Bowl, that shows, like, the two dynamic contrasts between the two, Hobbs and Shaw. And also when we went, what the fuck, Idris Elba is a superhero?
On one black Superman.
The second one, which was, like, the extended trailer, which showed literally all the movie, but not knowing that at the time, we're like, this is the craziest shit we've ever seen. The third one has the use of maybe the greatest song of all time in Jay-Z's public service announcement, and it's so fucking badass. All three of those trailers are so good that the movie absolutely could not live up to it, and honestly, it kind of didn't. But in the moment, those trailers could basically sold me like the coolest, stupidest, funniest movie I've ever seen.
This goes into my trailer masturbation pile along with Godzilla.
Well, it just shows you that some movies work better in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Did it look at Roman Reigns spearing it, dude, and I was like, yes, they brought the wrestling moves in.
Yeah. No, that first trailer, I think, was the one with the why can't we be friends? Yeah. That one. Oh, that was my expectation for a while, for sure.
Yeah, I watched that one multiple times. Everybody was like, it looks so stupid. I'm like, it looks like the best thing ever.
I mean, it did look stupid, but it also looked the best thing ever. Like, sure. Both are correct.
They knew exactly what it was doing. But again, they shouldn't have shown everything. Not just most things. They showed everything.
True.
Yeah. There was literally, like, even me who hasn't seen the movie yet, I pretty much just guessed, like, yep, showing the big battle with everyone else, you know, doing the Polynesian dances and the fighting and stuff, I'm pretty sure that is the ending of the movie, right?
You know what?
The only thing that they didn't spoil were, like, two cameos in the movie that you would go, like, okay, that makes sense because they're tangentially related to people involved with this movie. But,
true, but they do take you by shock.
They do the first time, but then they go on for a minute. The first one I got tired of really quick. The second one surprised me by how good it was. But that's here or there. That's going way outside of the trailer.
Yeah, it avoided major spoilers like the motorcycle turning into a Decepticon.
Oh my god, it would have whistled.
Dude, they showed that in the third trailer. They showed that in the third trailer.
And they did show it become a Decepticon, but they didn't show him whistle and then the bike come to him.
Oh my god.
They also showed the whole bus too.
I am serious, Justin. This is a G.I. Joe cartoon released in live action.
Oh my gosh.
I think I love Hobbs and Shaw. You know what? I gotta rework my top 10. This week, I swear.
I think you've already submitted that, though. It's in stone now, isn't it?
No, he said I saw on his thing that this is his list for now. You still have to the 31st to submit your list, so.
Yeah, all right. I still have Little Women to see. Apparently, I should have been watching it right now.
The inner workings of oneofus.net.
Hey, I strive to be transparent with my dealings. But yeah. Anyway, has everyone else gone before I go, or who's left for the stuff?
I don't think Doggy said anything yet, right? Or yeah, no, you said Godzilla. You said Godzilla.
Best Godzilla trailer.
The war. Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Okay, Brad. Oh, actually, Brad. There we go. Yeah, I don't think he's done yet.
Well, a film that I hated and I hate more and more as I grow older. I actually really enjoyed the trailer of Yesterday.
Oh, I liked Yesterday. Fan. It was cute.
The trailer is cute. The movie is cute.
It's not a cute movie in the trailer. It's about the implications of what if the, if not the greatest pop group of all time, disappeared from history. How would you extort that for your own benefit?
I don't know. How
and
are,
could you even
would,
do that?
How would life without NSYNC happen? I don't know.
Wait, were you expecting a Black Mirror episode?
Yeah.
I was expecting a romantic comedy, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I like
Richard Curtis. I don't even think his love interest is in the trailer.
Anyway.
Well, he used to do interesting movies, and now he does this. It was disappointing, that's
after
all.
After he got his Oscar, he was like, eh.
You know, I mean, he's done some decent stuff since he won his Oscar. Maybe nothing to the heights of like Slumdog Millionaire or 28 Days Later, but he's done some decent movies. Since
I don't know. I liked Yesterday quite a bit. It wasn't like, you know, one of the best movies of the year or anything.
It wasn't even a meditation on music, though.
Exactly what it was. It was a Richard Curtis script
and Danny Boyle's Beatles. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I think that where it's at its weakest are with the romantic aspects of the film.
Yeah,
it's you're absolutely right for this woman to be like, I have to tell you, you can either be famous, rich, important, and at the height of your career, or you can be with me. Like, what? He could be both.
So all this happens in a movie.
Not that's... realize that she was into him for 5 years is what
it's,
really.
Because he's an idiot, I guess. Yeah, it's so stupid. And yeah, Shaq, exactly. It's a movie that promises you it's an in-depth look at the importance of the Beatles' music. And music in general for how we connect as people. And then the movie starts and it's like, just kidding. It's a stupid, cute rom-com.
Wait, Justin, I feel like we covered this, at least went on a Breakfast Pub when I was there, maybe. But I think I remember when I said it the first time where I was like, I do not give a fuck about the Beatles. So to me, this is like a first world problem.
Yeah, I remember that vaguely.
I can assure you, good sir, I have many first world problems and they are all hyperbolic.
Mm. But just like watching this movie.
But the trailer, that's all I got from it was like, I would go like, hey, what's the Beatles? Like no one goes, what's the Beatles? I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to move on.
Okay. Well, but also just thinking about that too, just for news stories. Actually, I just remember there is some great news stories that happened this year. I just want to segue into that quickly before I go to my trailer because
Yesterday too.
No, this one actually
hold on again.
This one isn't related to that, but I just I've been quietly looking through news stories while you guys have been talking. But one of the best news stories that happened this year was all the announcement of Phase 4 for Marvel. If you guys remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want some Shang-Chi.
Yeah. I mean, Shang-Chi, Blade, Hawkeye, the TV series on Disney Plus, all that kind of stuff.
Blade was the one that took me by surprise.
Yeah, that was the biggest one. I'm like, wait, a Blade movie with freaking Mahershala Ali? Yes, please. Well, anyway, I'll just occasionally interject with a few news stories just to. Chris would like it if I talk about news stories in this podcast, so I feel obliged to. But. On a totally different tangent, probably one of my favorite – actually, you know what? I'm going to do the what you guys did with Hobbs and Shaw. Three of my favorite trailers that came out this year were all the trailers for Marriage Story that happened. Because there was those first two trailers that were the each one was Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson doing their solo bit. And then that main trailer they did for it, I'm like, this has me super, super hyped. It was really, really solid. And thankfully, the movie lived up to exactly what the trailers promised.
I agree because I didn't watch any trailers.
Ah, it's great. And that's one where I think didn't they use a Beatles song in that one? That's not Beatles, is it? The one in the main trailer.
Well, how's the song go? Give us a taste.
Yeah, baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. That one.
Yeah,
we need a few more bars before we can decide.
that's Paul McCartney's song about Linda.
Yeah,
Justin, I like the teaser trailer for Marriage Story way better. You know, it's the one where Adam Driver is having his soul sucked out by a Death Eater.
What?
that's all that movie is. It's just the slow destruction of Adam Driver.
Oh, whoa, wait a second. Adam Driver's the Death Eater in that relationship.
He is, man.
He kind of is. Yeah. If you think about it, that movie is all about Adam Driver getting a clue. That's pretty much the entire story. It's like, hey, dude, maybe you would have kept your marriage straight if you just listened to your wife a little bit. Just saying.
That's a two-way street, but okay.
I mean, again, they're both flawed, but Adam Driver does seem to be the one who's very stuck. Like, he's dragging his heels through most of that movie, so.
I still need to see it. It's on my list.
It's totally worth checking out. But, yeah, the trailer did a really good job of hyping it up. With like, because the trailer didn't actually come out much before the movie actually did, but it was very true to what the movie's tone would be, I would say. Because it's not, like, super dour. It's, like, it's trying to be hopeful even in the darkest moments kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then let's see. We're going back around again. So who is first, or who's next?
Who's on first? Who? The basement. Okay, I'll go because I was on first. I'm going to go with a weird one, Richard Jewell.
Yeah. But, really? Okay, what is it with Clint Eastwood where he makes really, really good trailers for, you know, varying quality of movies, you know?
I have not seen Richard Jewell. By all accounts, I hear that it's all right, but the trailer is magnificent.
I still have not seen it yet, but that trailer, like, again, it's very much in the format of Clint Eastwood's movies, where it's, like, highlighting and emphasizing a specific scene with other snippets cut into it kind of thing.
Yeah. There's a bomb in Centennial Park. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah. It's really, really great. I think it really captures the tone they're trying to go for, and I mean, I know there's all the controversy around the whole thing of like, oh yeah, well they did the reporter wrong kind of thing. It's like, I mean, it is a movie. They do movies lie all the time.
I don't know, you guys. A movie that's supposed to be about the importance of truth, kind of stretching the truth, is a little strange.
Yeah, I'm with Bradley on that one.
I think that's innocent until proven guilty.
Well, and also the fact too that the way that journal treated Richard Jewell even after he died, you know, where I'm just like, I'm not as sympathetic towards them entirely, but I get the sentiment kind of thing.
Hey guys, sure. guys, we can hate everybody if you wanted to.
That's true. That is also an option.
Yeah. So no, I agree though. It was a solid trailer. So all right, next up.
Is that who's next? Is that Shaq?
No, it's you. It's you first, or you next. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be the guy because I don't like the movie that much, but the trailers for Joker were pretty tight.
Dude, those Joker, yeah. You know, I like Joker quite a bit. Yeah,
I'll say the first one. That first one's incredible. Like the teaser, the one with Smile or whatever. That one is incredible, and I would definitely say like that's one of the best trailers of the year for a movie that's basically nothing. the trailer itself, like the second trailer. Is I don't like nearly as much, but it is a solid trailer.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. I think both of those ones really like that was the thing where I was kind of on the fence of whether I wanted to see Joker, but then seeing that first trailer, especially, I was just like, I gotta see what this is about. I gotta see this.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, my mouth was salivating the entire time. I was just thinking to myself, this is gonna cause so much controversy. I can't fucking wait.
And it did.
My thoughts were very positive on Joker, despite it not being near my top 10 at all, but those trailers were just they were the only thing that really got me interested in the movie. Yep. I mean, Joaquin is one of my favorite actors, but everything else on paper is just like, we'll see.
Well, it's just weird to see. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think the movie suffers because someone thought, hey, what if Dick Cheney's personality was the whole city? And,
you
know,
Really?
Cheney's Gotham. That's a thought.
Welcome to Gotham. Go fuck yourself.
I'm gonna shoot you in the face and you're gonna apologize.
Yeah.
I guess so. Well then, I believe London's up next, right?
Yep. Okay. So I'm gonna pick a random one too. Uncut Gems.
Oh
dude! The trailer for Uncut Gems is so good. Honestly, I'm kind of glad that I saw the movie before that trailer even existed, but, like, man, that trailer is fucking incredible.
Having just seen it 2 days ago, it sells the manicness of the movie so well.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember showing it for a bunch of students in my film class, and, like, none of them had even heard of the movie before that, but the instant it was over, they're like, dude, a good Adam Sandler movie? Wow.
That's a thing sometimes.
Yeah.
Snotty students.
Yeah, but London, like, what's some stuff you really liked about that trailer?
Well, you know what? It reminded me a lot of the film that these directors made before, Good Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good Time is an excellent trailer, and the movie's excellent too. And so I just all their trailers, they always have this manicness to it, this energy, this I always like the score that they have too. And it's just crazy seeing Adam Sandler acting. It's just like, you know, it always is. Like, I know he's a good actor, but he always surprises me when he's good at it. Oh yeah, it is. It really is. Like, he's so talented, and just watching it and just seeing, like, and it's, you could tell it's gonna be like a shortened time span, and so you just, it feels like you're in that moment, in that drive, and so yeah, I think it's a good, like I said, that's why I think I'm energized to see what it is.
Also, great music choice in that fucking trailer, because they use this Travis Scott song that normally I don't like Travis Scott. It's like a song of him in the Weeknd. I remember the name of it off the top, but like,
Pray
that song.
Love.
That's, thank you. Pray for Love. That shit, in the context of that trailer, that song fucking rules.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it sells the movie really well.
Plus, nice just having the Weeknd sing when his, like, when his brief appearance in the trailer is like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Awesome. No, I can't wait to see this. We're trying to catch it probably today or tomorrow, depending on what the plans are. So that's going to be exciting.
Okay. There's one comment I want to make about the trailer, but I don't want it to take, like, it's not a thing I could bring up on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. No, but then, let's see, is it Shaq or Brad next?
Me, because I haven't done mine yet. Yeah. Or at least my second one. I'm looking at, like, the list that we have, that we constructed. I want to say the final trailer for It Chapter 2 is so good. Oh, my God. Like, not the I know you posted the link to, like, the teaser and stuff. I'm not crazy about the teaser, because it's just, like, the one scene with Jessica Chastain. And I get that it, like, it's one of those things that, hey, it's, like, to freak you out and show, like, a little glimpse of the movie. That final trailer, the way it kind of crescendos into, like, the chaos of, like, the final parts of it. Like, with fucking little Georgie going, like, you lied and I died. You're like, fuck. This is going for it. On top of, like, all the craziness that's going on. And ending it with that bizarre-ass scream / laugh that Pennywise does in his human form is such a perfect icing on the cake. They're like, I need this movie today.
Wow. If only the movie lived up to the trailers.
Yeah. I knew that's what fine. I heard.
That's about it. It was fine.
I liked it. It was, how would I explain it? It was better than the second half of the book, which is better than...
I mean, the second half of that book is just naturally destined to be shit.
Yeah. And for it to do the second half of the book better, in my opinion, was a step up. It just wasn't as good as the first film, which I never expected it to be.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
No, fair enough, fair enough. Oh, all right. So then, Bradley.
All right. Well, I actually enjoyed this movie and the trailer for The Lighthouse.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good trailer.
Oh. Just opening anything with kind of a menacing, but not quite menacing, Willem Dafoe, like, what made you want to be a Wiki? Like, I'm in. It's only been 3 seconds. Please, I want to see this movie, and I want to see Alan apologize to Robert Pattinson.
No, I still gotta say that first trailer, the song that Irish jig they do, that me gonna go, dude, let me go, like, that's been on rotation on my playlist for like a while now, because it's just so darn spooky and catchy in the context.
Yeah, and you don't really know what's going on in the trailer or what the film's even about, and
you don't know what's going on in the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It sells what it's, you know, you buy what it's selling, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Go ahead, Ben.
I think we need a special, like, nomination for, or special accommodation for A24, because they usually have really good trailers.
Yeah, no,
they've been on point, especially, like, this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, so you guys have also said almost all of my favorite trailers of the year, except for this one, because the one trailer that sold me the instant I saw the trailer for it, and I hadn't seen anything else before that, was for 1917, because all the trailers for that movie have been great, but that first one especially really just hooked you in.
it's very cool. I'll say that. It's just at the time, I remember when we watched it that first time, I'm thinking, okay, this is just Dunkirk-ish. And not realizing until I saw like the behind the scenes featurette, hey, yeah, here's our ace up our sleeve that this thing is fucking one take.
They don't spoil that at all in the trailer that it's gonna be a single take film.
You would go like, okay, like they're shooting it, like it looks interesting, and it, like that, like at most, you'd think that one shot of like, I don't remember what his name is. I don't remember the actor's name, but him running across the field with the bomb going off. George McKay.
Yeah, well, you see that exact
shot,
you're like,
okay, that's a really cool looking shot, especially the way it bleeds into the title. Yeah. But you're not thinking, oh, the whole movie's gonna be this.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because I think Shaq, are you the only one who's seen this one?
I went out of my way to go find the one screening of it that's playing in the city.
You lucky punk. I'm so pissed I can't see this before I put out my top 10 for the site.
Yeah, I had to make sure.
but it looks so good. I can't wait. It's just nice to see Sam Mendes making good movies again, you know, after Spectre.
Sam Mendes
made
with
one
Roger
bad
Deakins,
movie man. In between another good one.
You know, I'm not bad movie. I wasn't crazy about Revolutionary Road, personally.
I'm talking about fucking Skyfall, assholes.
Well, I'm saying other. Okay, fine. Yeah, Skyfall's great. Skyfall's great. I like that one.
I don't think Skyfall's great.
You're wrong as shit.
Huge James Bond fan. Cinematography's great.
We're all James Bond fans.
I'm a huge James Bond fan, buddy. Big of a fan. Don't fucking at me. I can start spitting history.
Well, I know London will not see this movie because he hates George McKay, but
what did he? Did he piss in your cereal? What did he do?
That was bad.
Did he
just
piss?
I didn't like. I didn't like him in Ophelia. Doesn't mean I hate him. He didn't, just because he wasn't a good hammer doesn't mean you make a bad soldier in World War One.
Just teasing. Just teasing. Wow. You know what? Would you want to go for one last round before we finish the podcast here?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do one last clean sweep. So let's start up again.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. Just the UN, all right, with the 1917. Okay.
I just said it.
Sorry. I was just thinking. I was like, did he go? I was like, never mind. Yeah. You just said your trailer. Okay. So yeah, go back to Nathan.
Yeah. There we go.
There's so many to choose from. Damn it, guys. All right. I'm gonna go with Dr. Sleep.
Ooh. Yeah. That first trailer is really good.
Came out of fucking nowhere. And uses the imagery and the soundtrack of The Shining so effectively, but doesn't seem like it's just trying to rehash it, which summed up the movie, which was absolutely among one of my favorites of the year. Not in my top 10, but damn close. It was way better than it had. I hate to say that it had any right to be, because it had a great crew behind it, but it was way better than anybody was expecting it to be.
Yeah, I wish I got the chance to see it in the theaters. I was just busy and broke at the time it came out, so.
And since this is my last round, I'm just going to throw one more in because that was very quick. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's teaser was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, that first teaser is great.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it doesn't live up to it in the movie, but the trailer had such an energy to it that it's just fun. It's just absolutely a blast to watch. And the movie captures a bit of that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it captures some of the energy. Like, it wasn't not there. It's just the movie went for a very different tone in certain key sequences, for sure. Like, it definitely doesn't hit at all at the stuff that happens in the third act, which you're just like, whoa, what? Kind of thing.
Yeah, sneaks up on you.
Yeah. Well, I think Doggett stepped out for a second, so why don't we skip ahead to, I believe, who's next after Doggett?
London.
There we go. London. Sorry, I'm tired.
So no worries, like, dude. No worries.
London, go ahead. What's the last few that you got?
Okay, so I'm going to pick one that hasn't come out yet. Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Okay. Wow.
I'm picking...
Well, you know, go ahead. Because my is because I've literally never, ever given a fuck about Ghostbusters in any shape or form.
What?
Well, here's the thing. I actually like the first two. Like, yeah, I even like the second one. Everyone hates
Ghostbusters. I like the second one as well.
With the painting monster.
And, you know, the recent one that came out, you know, I think everyone has burned it down and just completely turned into ash, so no one cares about that anymore. And so this one came out.
You see a charred corpse that looks like Kirsten Wiig or whatever. It's so charred.
So bad, they added answer the call as a semicolon to say, like, no, this isn't, we're not going to just be pretentious and call it Ghostbusters anymore. It's going to be Ghostbusters Answer the Call. That's how much they hate the movie now. But anyway, so this is, I think this trailer is interesting because if this had been the reboot and not the previous one, I think it would have been, it would have exploded onto the internet. I think everyone would be talking about it. I think everyone would be into it because I think it's a nice, sweet little story, and I think it's going to, and it was a nice reboot to what the legacy of what Ghostbusters is. But now, unfortunately, because of what the recent history of this legacy of this product, this is kind of like trying to get sympathy from people. And I think it seems a little genuine, but I don't know. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was an all right trailer when I saw it. I mean, I'm just
intrigued. I like the trailer.
Yeah, I'm just intrigued to see how the director's son is going to make a new Ghostbusters movie, you know?
Nepotism in full fucking effect.
And the movie's about nepotism.
No, but like literally, Jason, like, no disrespect to him as a person, but this shit is the definition of failing upwards. Like, he's like, hey, what was the last movie he did that was successful?
Up in the air.
Yeah. Exactly. The amount of movies he's made since that have flopped or bombed. And then you're like, hey, let's still give him a franchise. Let's get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, Up in the Air is still among one of my favorite. Actually, you know what? Young Adult's fantastic.
Young Adult's kind of gross to me.
My point exactly.
I think that's the point of it, though.
Wait, who did the one that was like Young Adult, but it was a pregnancy story? Was that him?
Tully?
Tully, that was him
too.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there you go. Tully was also awful.
Yeah, my point exactly. You still give him a franchise. His dad's Tully franchise. Like, no.
Tully was okay. Fan. I think he's definitely fallen off the wagon, though, as far as directing goes. But I think what I saw out of the new Ghostbusters looks promising.
Yeah, it has potential, for sure. So, you shall see.
I think it's terrible, the line. Nobody's seen a ghost in like 38... Ghosts don't exist and people see them all the time. What kind of stupid line is that?
Look, New York, anything that happens in New York is an isolated incident.
Which also, hey, Doggett's back. Yay!
Doggett.
Well, happy about that.
Well, and then since London, I mean, technically Nathan did too. London, do you want to put in like one quick one also?
Okay, I'll do a quick one. Queen and Slim.
Hey!
I wish
I was able to see that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I did too, but I just like the trailer because it looks like it's going one way, but then it doesn't. And so there's this like one big moment, which is the cop confrontation scene, and it just takes a complete turn.
I was like, okay,
this is interesting. I love how
the collective consciousness of us all immediately knows as soon as he shoots that cop, his life is over.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
No, he might make it.
No. You don't shoot a cop and then that's it. I mean, maybe, but not if you're a black.
It might not be a good life where he's not hiding all the time with his love, but who knows? I haven't seen the film, by the way, so I don't know, but come on.
Any trailer with Mike Milligan from Fargo coming in saying, "You're the black Bonnie and Clyde."
Oh, yeah.
That's what got me. I still need to see it, though.
Man, I love that actor so much, Joaquin Woodbine. He's the best.
Oh, yeah. I was just rewatching Overlord, and I love that scene where he's just out in the woods for like
his 2 minutes. Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. Is he in Overlord?
It's fun. It's going to be one of those movies that maybe the first time you watch it, you think it's very goofy, but I don't know. It's already aged really well.
What was the actor's name in Queen Slim? Daniel Kaluuya?
Yeah.
What's it called? He needed this so everybody could wash off the taste of his role in Black Panther off their mouth because people hated him after Black Panther.
Did they hate him?
That's not true.
The character he played. Now, he didn't give a bad performance, but he was like, ooh, nobody likes a turncoat. Nobody likes a turncoat.
I didn't care enough to hate him that much in the movie. I'm like, he's just a Marvel secondary villain in that one. You know, just like, he's there also.
Yeah, you know, very popular, his talents are wasted. It happens. Yeah.
You know what's funny? With Queen and Slim, the first thought that came to my head was like, man, he got out of Get Out, and now he's in this situation.
He's always in boilerplate type of situations. Y'all need to watch that Black Mirror episode. He's my favorite one. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Oh, then, Doggett, since we skipped over you, what's your picks? Like, for, like, last round here.
I just realized I've been muted this whole fucking time. Jesus Christ.
I was wondering, you were very quiet during that
day. Dude, yo, I'm so cheesed. What the fuck?
Did you just think ignoring you?
Yes!
No, I literally could not hear you. I'm sorry. I thought you were on your phone.
I didn't want to be the guy that says, well, Shaq, what do you think about Queen Slim?
You know what? That would have been a good time to say something. Here's the thing. I can't blame anyone but me because I pressed mute to stop with that fucking phone that was going off earlier. But what I wanted to say with Queen and Slim really quick was with that trailer, it reminded me, because the director, Melina Matsoukas, she worked with Beyonce and a lot of her stuff. And at one point, Beyonce and Jay-Z had made a fake trailer for a movie that's very similar in look and tone to the movie that we have now. And the moment I saw that fake trailer, I'm like, I need that to be a real thing. And so with Queen and Slim, I had a fear that it would almost be the same thing. I was like, this looks good, but it seems like this might not be a real thing until it was. So I was all in on it. But fuck, I'm so mad. I've been saying so much shit and talking over people. I'm like, you're not here.
I just figured it was because Justin was talking at the time that I didn't hear you.
I can just imagine it right now. Shaq just angrily yelling at his microphone. Who dares ignore the great and powerful Shaq? Oh, it's me.
Like, I was saying something, and then Doggett started saying something, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? You not hear me?
Hey, Jack, I'm sorry. Hey, Jack, don't apologize.
Welcome to my world.
I thought you were going to jump in immediately. Was it you, Doggett, who said the turncoating in the Black Panther?
I did. Yeah. I did. Oh, fuck.
Meanwhile, wow. London's like, okay, I guess you'd be mad about that.
Anyway. Doggett, please continue.
Did we do Dr. Sleep yet?
Yes.
Great trailer.
Let's see. Then I will pick the... Wait, have we done The Invisible Man?
No.
Nope.
Why?
Wait, did we do Knives Out?
No. Go back.
Go back to The Invisible Man.
Go back to Knives Out.
Do Invisible Man, because Invisible Man, that trailer fucking rules.
Knives Out had its time. Okay. Invisible Man, I don't care what you say, Nathan. That's a pretty great trailer right there.
That's right.
I'm
afraid that they show the whole movie, but like Lee Winnell is adamant and like, no, you haven't seen any, like, you haven't seen the whole thing. But the thing is, everything that they did show is absolutely bug fucking sane.
I am eager for Blumhouse to show these studios how to do something on a low budget.
The ultimate the movie about gaslighting, and it's fucking great. Because, at the very least, it has to end with fucking Elizabeth Moss getting a badass comeuppance on this abusive-ass piece of shit. But, man, that trailer is so cool. I don't care.
I'm thinking about Scarlett Johansson saying she got gaslighted in Marriage Story, and then I'm watching The Invisible Man. I think this might be worse.
Yeah, this is definitely worse.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it the Hollow Man remake?
No.
Well, Hollow Man is a
The Invisible Man is a story written by H.G. Wells way back when.
I was just giving it shit.
Oh. Okay.
Nathan, what did you like about this trailer? What's going on here? What did it do to you?
We'll jump to defend that. It's not Hollow Man. No. Oh, are you guys going to watch the Hollow Man sequel?
Kinda...
No.
Yeah.
Hold on. It didn't really sell me
on the movie. I felt like I saw way too much of late Act 2, early Act 3. And I don't know, as a trailer, it didn't really sell me. And I love Leigh Whannell. Upgrade was one of my favorite movies of last year.
Heck yeah. Yeah, me too. Listen, we get all that. But that doesn't matter. It still looks cool. It still looks like the stuff that looks like it'll go insane looks like it might go even more insane than we think. And also, to answer Brad's question, I don't know, but I want to do Hollow Man 2.
I forgot that.
Go listen to
quote Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. I disagree, Gary. I disagree.
Quick predictions. Do we think Elizabeth Moss is going to turn invisible at the end of the movie?
Well, they've already announced they're going to make an Invisible Woman movie, so maybe.
Oh, what the hell? Really?
That's Elizabeth Banks, though. I feel that might be separate.
I think that's heard not set in the same universe, yeah.
Yeah. So.
She probably feels invisible already, and that'll be her intercom.
Aww.
I heard that's something that Scientology provides for her. So that was a low blow. I love Elizabeth Moss.
Well, Nathan, it was nice knowing you. Church of Scientology, I had nothing to do with that joke.
I forgot that she's a Scientologist.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Doggett, do you have another trailer that you want to bring up?
Have you guys watched Jack Reacher? It's really good. Did that earn me some points?
God, no.
Anyway, Doggett, do you want to talk about Knives Out as well?
Yeah, so. Knives Out. That's, my God. Ryan Johnson, I love how after a good portion of people hated his last movie, as soon as they saw that trailer for Knives Out, they're like, well, I guess I'll tune in for that.
Yeah, I mean, I was vocal about not liking The Last Jedi, but I actually really dug Knives Out a lot. But I will say, though, I thought the trailer is good. I think Shaq warned us about this. I wish they hadn't shown as much as they did in the trailers.
The first one was fine. The second one shows way too much.
Like, yeah, I tried to see it.
It's not like an adamant spoiler, but it's like stuff you'd rather know in the movie itself.
Yeah.
I think the parts that are supposed to be kept secret, they kept pretty well secret.
True. Yeah. No, but like, I don't like them explaining, like, oh, what about this? Or what about this motive? Or did you do this? It's like, yeah, you didn't really need to bring those because that just kind of calls more stuff to attention than you'd want to.
Yeah, no, there's one scene in particular where Ana de Armas meets somebody at a place, and I'm like, it would have been better not knowing that scene was coming in the movie.
Yeah, that one especially.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I saw the movie before that trailer came out, so that was a relief for me.
Yeah, we got to share appetizers with Toni Collette and everybody else.
Yes, I did. Got a fucking picture with Chris. Like, I don't have a picture with Chris. I have a picture with Chris Evans in the background. It's me, but he's there.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
All right. So next up, we got, I believe, Shaq, correct?
Okay. I'll say my last main one that we're doing in terms of stuff that came out this year. I'll say the final trailer for John Wick 3.
Yes.
Everyone likes that first one, and it is a cool trailer. But again, as a recurring thread in this whole show, I'm a big sucker for like a good use of music in a trailer, and using a different version of Vivaldi fucking kicks ass, dude. Like, that point where like everything stops and just like that guns, lots of guns, and then just immediate him unloading like 20 fucking bullets in one dude's head is so cool.
Oh yeah.
And as again, it continues to crescendo with everything, and the adjudicator, like, listen, he's not making out of this. I'm in my head, I'm like, you know what, he really might not. And then also one part of the music timed to one of the dogs biting a dude in the crotch, which happened so much in the movie, but at the time that was just icing on the cake.
Yeah, and it still left you with enough amazing kills even in the first 5 minutes.
They showed a little bit of like that whole chase on motorcycles with the samurai swords, and it still never really showed everything. It showed maybe one kill, but that was even like the craziest kill within that sequence.
Oh yeah. They even hinted at little stuff in the final fight, but you're not prepared for where it goes in that final fight, like just how prolonged and crazy.
This trailer is definitely in my masturbation pile.
Oh, man, that pile is so sticky.
It is. Godzilla is the one I was going.
Stop it.
You're going to get a rash, man.
Stop bringing up these sexy trailers then, Shaq.
Yeah, could you say that again slower? Same Vivaldi.
Go fuck.
Anyway, Shaq, I'm going to hand it off to you for the next one. What other trailer?
My one last extra trailer, since we're doing that bonus thing, is a trailer that I feel like a lot of y'all will probably go like, no, but I don't give a fuck. Again, music related, Birds of Prey. I'm a sucker for Edith Piaf. Like when you like when I remember when they played it in fucking Inception, I was like, yo, this is I'm happy right now. But like the way they flipped it in the Birds of Prey trailer, especially when shit starts going bananas, I watched that trailer legitimately like 20 times in the first like hour.
I think it's a good trailer. It's not a great trailer.
So I'm fully psyched for it, even though some people are like, I don't care. I'm off that one trailer, I'm excited. Very all right. excited.
All
right. When I first saw it, I thought it was a DC Universe show.
like it's a live action trailer for the actual Harley Quinn TV show.
I thought it was like gonna be like on like with Doom Patrol and Teen and Titans. I thought it was like, oh, they made a show. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's kind of the direction DC is going right now with their movies. They're like, oh, people don't like the dark and gritty stuff. Okay, Birds of Prey is gonna be all kinds of crazy. Wonder Woman's gonna be an 80s thriller. And just going off from there. So but then Bradley.
All right. I only have two left. I really enjoyed The Mandalorian and The Mandalorian trailer, even though they're completely different.
Wait. The Mandalorian and The Mandalorian?
He said and The Mandalorian the trailer. Yeah, I think the show the and
the
movie.
The show and the trailer.
I see.
like the show, the trailer, you know, it presents this dark, gritty, who walks with death, you know, pays a high price. And it's not that at all. You know, it's about how adorable and how much we all want Baby Yoda in our lives. So
it's just Star Wars Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it.
A bad thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I like it a lot.
I think streaming shows have made us too used to like a certain level of maturity that Disney is not going to do.
Yeah, but I mean, I will say that the trailer, the best thing that the trailer highlighted is just how good the show looked. Like, that's the thing where, like, we expect a high production value from from Star Wars, but just that aesthetic they went with, the whole kind of, like, westerny, gritty, shadowy kind of look throughout the whole show is really, really polished all the way through.
And I like that Baby Yoda was a shock reveal at the end. I was, like, in all the way as soon as I saw that little green hand. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they went through extreme lengths to hide that, apparently. Like, even from the cast, more or less.
They didn't even make toys for it. Think about that for a second. Disney and a Star Wars property did not make toys for something before it premiered.
Yeah, because they knew that it would spoil the shit out of it.
Yeah.
The others, they don't care. But, like, on a long-term level, it's better for them to go, let's not spoil this big thing. Let's do this after our premiere.
Yeah, well then, what's your second trailer for a bonus one?
Now, this is a great trailer. You know, before the end of the year, I gather up all the very high and well-thought-of art films to watch, so my list can have a lot of culture in it. And the best trailer I saw out of that pile, and it turned out to be a fantastic movie, was The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
There's a guy singing about San Francisco in this trailer. And, you know, I love to sing. I'm not even going to attempt to match, you know, the type of range and heart he puts into this music.
Don't do that.
No,
I promise you it won't end well, so don't do it.
No, and you're absolutely right, but that's what I mean. This is such a beautiful tribute to San Francisco, and I love San Francisco. It's one of the last places I visited before I moved out here to Canada, and the movie and the trailer captures so much life, culture, and beauty in that city, and not just me as a tourist, but as the people that live there, you know, and really enjoyed this trailer and film. So there you go.
Nice. No, I've been meaning to catch that before I actually put out my list. It's just I gotta find a place. Like, I don't think it's streaming anywhere, so I just got to rent it somewhere.
Not
sure.
Yet, I don't think.
Yeah. Like, I thought Canopy might have it, but apparently I think they have a delayed deal with their A24 releases, so.
Yeah.
But no, I've heard nothing but great things about that movie, so I can't wait.
It's another A24 trailer as well, so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, but A24 had a fairly good year. I mean, that, Waves, Honey Boy, The Lighthouse, Uncut Gems.
The Farewell. Honey,
what's it called? Waves is a really good trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Waves is a good trailer, yeah.
Yeah, so since I'm the last one here, I'm going to do a quick rundown of a couple ones that were also Rans. Chris wanted me to make sure that I highlighted the Tenet trailer that came out this month, which, you know, I don't think it's my favorite trailer, but hey, it's a Christopher Nolan movie, and to its credit, I have no idea what the movie's about, so I'm intrigued, you know?
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Two future A-listers. Well, currently I think they're both A-listers, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, John David Washington and Robert Pattinson, they really get a chance to highlight.
Are you guys excited about that movie?
I'll watch it on Redbox.
Sorry, I was doing the Aura from Black Klansman. I love that movie.
Yeah. What? Jeez. Okay, moving on. I guess just quickly, a couple that don't make it from my final two here, but just some bonus one. I mean, just a quick bonus one. The main trailer for Jojo Rabbit I thought was pretty good.
Like, oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Not everyone was in love with that movie, Jack. But I really liked it a lot. Faults and all, I think it was a pretty strong trailer. So just a couple other ones as well that I really liked. Let's see. The Honey Boy trailer I thought was really good. Like, that one really got me into the movie. And it's a really good film, actually. Dolomite Is My Name had a fantastic trailer.
Hell yeah, my favorite movie all year.
Wow, yeah, no, that was a really, really great trailer. And then I think I'm just going to go with my last three here, because I had to get at least a couple TV ones and actually a video game trailer that I thought was really good this year. Mm-hmm. So for TV, two of the ones that really stood out to me, the Stranger Things Season 3 trailer I thought was fantastic all the way through.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a pretty fun trailer.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's almost like a cliche now to use Bob O'Reilly as any part of your trailer, but this one did it well enough that it wasn't too cliche kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I get it. Will Smith left his post as a representation of 4th of July. Somebody had to pick it up, and Stranger Things was that thing.
True that. And then for a video game one I wanted to emphasize before my last actual pick, man, video game trailers were up and down throughout this year, and it's hard to keep track because, you know, nobody does an end of the year like best video game trailers of the year thing. But the most metal trailer I saw all year was the trailer for Hellblade 2, Senua's, what is it called? Like Senua's March or something?
Yeah, it's like Senua's Sacrifice or something. Or that's the first one.
I figured Senua's Wrath or something like that, I think. But yeah. My gosh, that trailer for Hellblade 2, I mean, first of all, the graphics are fantastic in that, like photorealistic almost. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they put that song from Heijing, I think it's called, or Heijing, that was like so freaking metal to watch her just sing it around, so good. But the last trailer I actually want to talk about, and both of these trailers were really good, Watchmen. Watchmen had two fantastic trailers for it.
You know what? I think I avoided every trailer for Watchmen.
Yeah?
Because I wanted to go in like completely cold.
Well, here's the thing is that, thankfully, the first teaser for it hints just enough at what happens in more or less just the first episode. So it doesn't really give you any indications of where the season is going. And even the second trailer, again, they try to keep so much under lock and key that you never really know where it's going with that stuff. But it is definitely a show. If you haven't seen any trailers yet and going cold, you'll get the most out of it. Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
But those trailers are good, though. Life on Mars.
Great edition. Yes. We said it at the same time. It was so fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, and then the first trailer, too, with the whole tick-tock thing that they did throughout it was really, really good. So, yeah, I mean, I know I had some gripes with the ending of Watchmen, and Nathan and I have debated a whole bunch over that one, but I think these were a good indication for what was to come with the show.
It's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Justin is wrong.
He said it was fantastic, just he had gripes with the ending.
And he's incorrect.
He's incorrect on that count.
No, we're not getting into that here. You know what? We could say that for, well, I'm not going to be on The Gathering, sadly. Somebody there on The Gathering. I hope Michael Riojas is on there. He can make my points for
those
me.
Fat cats are going to be talking about it there in The Gathering. That's all I know.
I'll just keep bringing up how wrong you are.
You can say, you know what? If you got me on The Gathering podcast, please go ahead.
I'm going to bring up one last one because he went out of nowhere with that. I really like the trailer for Crawl, and Crawl is among one of my favorites of the year.
Crawl is good. Crawl is very good.
Once Upon a Hollywood as well.
Yeah, classic.
There has never been a movie this year that has gotten so much movie out of its premise.
Oh yeah,
if that makes sense.
You would honestly think this would be probably like a 20-30 minute short, but it works as a clean, efficient 90-minute movie.
It's shorter than 90 minutes. It's like 84 brisk fucking minutes.
Yeah. Cool. So, it literally wastes no time.
Yeah,
we need to get back on that. Movies need to start being under 90 minutes again.
Yeah, and it has one of the best needle drops for an ending song.
Needle drops. No, but, I mean, when you say about getting as much movie out of a premise, like, that trailer got us a whole lot of movie out of that premise, too. You're just like, okay, girl looking for a dad.
Easier.
I can't wait. I definitely need to see that one as, like, a midnight movie kind of thing. Looks like a lot of fun.
I'd even suggest watching it if you're prepping your best of the year list. I'd suggest watching Hustlers first, because Hustlers is fucking fantastic. But
okay,
Crawl is fun. So
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, hopefully it's better than Booksmart.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, I like
Booksmart. Oh, no, it's definitely better than Booksmart.
Hey. All right, wait, okay. Now, I'm in now.
All right. London.
Okay, we gonna do it.
All right, let's do this, man.
Let's hash it out then.
We gonna get
froggy? Hold up.
You gonna get real with it? Let's get real with it.
Oh, we gonna get real with this. Come on.
What's up?
I'll slap you with a book, all right?
I know we're all joking, but I'm getting Houston flashbacks. I'm about to draw a knife right now.
He's going to go John Wick with a book.
I got a whole library. Well, I got a book. Come on.
No, me and London, we had to get black with it for a minute.
Well, before we do that, we should sign off. This was fun talking about these trailers. It brought back some good memories. But,
So, before we go, I wanted to mention, because I know we brought this up in the fucking news and stuff, but, yo, we do need to bring up, that, like, it's definitely not the best trailers. It's probably, like, one of the worst in terms of quality. But, like, that original day that Cats trailer dropped, it legitimately broke the mind of the entire internet. Like, everyone stopped and went, what the fuck is that? Like, there's even people, like, trading jokes that, like, that wasn't the, like, the It Chapter 2 trailer I mentioned earlier was somehow not the scariest movie trailer that came out that day. That, so everyone was, like, God, trading so jokes from, like, what, like, this is inhuman to I need to see this to why do they have faces? Why do they have no dick? Why are this many actors, like, A-list names attached to this? Why anything? But that trailer is a landmark moment in just, like, trailer history that I don't think we need to
cinema
understand
history.
How big that was.
Oh, man. Like,
for all
I
the wrong reasons.
That was one of my favorite theater reactions ever when I went to go see, I want to say it was Jojo Rabbit, and they showed the Cats trailer for that one. There was that one person in the audience right when the trailer ended, they were just like, ugh.
I remember where I was when I watched it. I was working at the pizzeria / Italian restaurant I worked at, Villa Di Carlo, and we made this weird vegan cheese pizza. And the vegan cheese is just putrid.
Ugh.
But I'm eating it as I'm watching the trailer, and I'm just like, you know, I'd rather eat this pizza for the rest of my life instead of all other pizzas if it meant that cats could be banished from existence.
Yeah.
It's going to be a weird thing, because from here on out, every weird-looking CG thing is going to be compared to cats.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sonic the Hedgehog ain't shit anymore.
Yeah, it was so minor in retrospect, especially because they fixed it. Cats, they never fixed it, so yeah. Shout out to the Cats trailer. And made burn in hell as where it belongs.
Steven Spielberg is laughing his ass off. He's like, should have been a cartoon, but nobody wanted to listen to me.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to bring up.
Thank you all for out there listening to this podcast. Not just for this particular one, but for the whole of Breakfast Pub. This has been, it's a really fun show to do every week. And yeah, we hope to do even more of that with this next year. We got more stuff planned ahead of time, but I know a few people here have some stuff to promote, so Shaq, why don't you tell us about your podcast so people can listen to you?
I got 60,000 things, dude. But, I'll say, I mean, exactly.
And a crash computer,
like,
ain't one.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. But also, thank you for salvaging whatever you can. But seriously, though, you can check me out on my other podcast, Sequels, and Sequels with an extra E at the beginning, where we talk about direct-to-video sequels. We're, as we're recording right now, we're in the midst of like our holiday series. Watch the worst thing I've maybe ever seen in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation 2, where I literally destroyed the DVD in our most recent episode. You hear it with my I destroyed it with my bare hands. So a lot of glass, not even glass, but just like plastic everywhere. So yeah, you can check that out wherever you can listen to podcasts, so iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. You could also read the shit that I talk about over at Daily Grindhouse and over at cgmagonline.com, where I recently reviewed Star Wars, and I'm going to start reviewing movies on a regular basis over there.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Oh, and one other podcast. I did a guest spot on the sequel's sister podcast, It Pod to Be You, which is a romantic comedy podcast, which I know, shocking. I would talk about romantic comedies, but I got invited on, so we talked about Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and that was really fun. So check that out. Same place you can find sequels.
Nice. I love romantic comedies. Right. I have to check this out.
There's not enough good, like, that's the thing, like, we got so many bad romantic comedies that nobody makes them anymore, but a good romantic comedy can really be good, you know?
Yeah, have no, you guys talked about yesterday yet?
You know what? I'm not even going to touch that. All right. It's a good movie. Fuck you guys.
I have a lot of stuff, and go check out all of those things on all of those places and support those places.
All right. And then, London, do you got anything to promote as well?
Nothing yet, but you can check out my Twitter at Narrative Exam. You know, still working on my podcast and my blog. So,
okay. Yeah. No, actually, I'm also trying to start up my own blog as well. So hopefully that'll be up by the beginning of this year. So that'll be really cool. And then I also have some side projects that might pan out to something much bigger coming up too. So you guys know what it's about. I can't wait to tell you.
Yeah.
But then anyone else got anything to promote?
Well, you can catch my stuff on Pornhub, UGIS, X-Hamster.
He's the cuck in all those videos.
And Shaq's the main actor.
I'll watch it after I'm done watching the Godzilla trailer on UGIS.
Jeez. All right, I think we're...
That'll be the one time I ever say that word, because I fucking hate that shit.
All right. Unless anyone else has got anything else, I think we can leave on that. I don't want to leave on that.
You can find me on Twitter at Nathan Flynn. You can find me on Instagram at Nathan is a Dapper Dan Man. And you can find me on all these fucking multitudes of podcasts on oneofus.net and on the Gathering podcast.
Yeah, nope. Like we said, Nathan will be on the Best of the Year Gathering episode, which is recording tonight, correct?
Yes, I wish I slept last night.
Well, and then I know Rose is going to be there as well from our squad, so that's going to be cool.
Hell yeah, we're going to do our Mandalorian review. Fuck you guys.
Brad, anything else?
Me? No, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, at Bradley of Martin. No E. That's it. Oh, and check out Eye on the Prize. Got the Gold Globes coming up next week.
Oh, right. That is next week, isn't it?
Yeah, let's see how Ricky Gervais reunites his career, maybe. We'll see.
If I'm going to be serious a second, you can catch me on Danny Doggett on Facebook, and you can catch me on some screener squads, a few breakfast pubs here and there, and wherever Nathan, Justin, Bradley, Shaq, or London will be, I will be there as well, somewhere.
Literally every review, I feel like I'm with you, Doggett.
Anyway, Nathan, I gotta apologize to you. I listened to that Runaways review. I was such a jackass throughout that entire review.
Oh, just I didn't listen to it because I didn't want to relive it.
Oh, I bullied you. I'm so sorry.
You did bully me into submission. But
I channeled Alan for a minute.
You were right. You were right in some respects.
Well, you'll get to hear Alan soon enough, too. He's going to be on the Mandalorian review, so.
Oh, great. He's invited to that party?
He was one of the first ones to volunteer for that party.
So. Yeah, like back in March.
You're going to be on the Gathering, you piece of shit. I want that. Anyways, I'll catch you all Sunday.
All right, yeah. No, and we will talk to you guys later. See ya.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.